Gerald Ryan is joining us. Morning to you, Gerald.
Yeah, morning, Andrew.
Thanks for coming on, mate. It's obviously been a tough week for the owners of Trapeze Artists, Bert and Gabe. Gay, of course, in that terrible car accident during the week. Have you had any updated thoughts, mate?
Yeah, they, I was talking to Bert earlier this morning, Trent, and things are positive at the moment. Not out of woodwork, but things are positive at the moment, and I think the doctors are quite happy.
Okay, that's good news. Well, our continued prayers are certainly with Gay, and they clearly want the horse to run today.
Yeah, well I rang him when they gave out the heavy eight because the idea was he wasn't going to run on a heavy track. Not that he's hopeless on. He's won on a soft, he's run third in the size and sixth in the slipper on heavy team sort of thing. But we weren't going to run him. But don't run today. Wait for next week at Randwick in the shorts. Mm. And it happens to come up like it did this morning, well, you miss out again, and all of a sudden you'll be on the eight ball, you're chasing your tail. At least if we run today, we've got 3 weeks to the Premier Stakes and then 2 weeks to the Everest, but I just think it was a sooner chance him on today's track because it's not that bad. Probably borderline heavy eight, and the sooner run him on today than wait for next week and happen to strike a heavy A or heavy 10 and you're chasing horses like I'm Invincible and Invincible Star and Red Zella every 1100 metres. It's too short for him. Well, he probably ends up having a harder run than what he will have today.
Obviously, he's got work to do today, Gerald. 1300 first up, heavy track, 61 kilos, but there's no doubt about his talent.
No, true. I agree there, Ron. You know, it's not, there's no pushover. Fitter than what he was when he won first up in the autumn, but needs to be for those reasons you just said. Heavy track, 61 kilos, given weight to some very handy horses.
Yeah, he's drawn inside the other speed. Where do you see him in the run?
Probably third. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't like to say the horse leading, but he's going to bounce straight into the bit, especially with his blinkers on fresh. But he'll be in the first three, whether he's following the leader or following the first two. Not sure, yeah.
Vienna Romance in the first, you've decided to step up in distance?
Step up in distance, last throw at the stumps with her. She's booked to go next week at the stud. Wildbred Mare, who's got a better page in what she has track performance, but she's honest. I was quite happy with her run in the ordinary run race at the Mona Lisa. But like you say, 1500, big question mark, but ridden quiet and have one crack at him. She does handle a wet track, so she's got a couple of little things in her favour, but not everything.
Legend of Condor, back to the trials since his first up run. You happy with him?
Oh, very happy. He's come on a long way since his first up run. I'm going to go back on him today from that draw. Because he maps, go forward, he's matched his three wide, go midfield, matched his three wide, so we're going to go back and ride in quiet and ride in for luck from back in the field. But he's come on really good, improved heaps since that. His first up run and his trial at Gosford was good behind Champagne Cuddles and not really happy where he is. Hard for him to win today because it's a good race. He's going to have to step up a level. At least you'll know where he sits, you know.
Magic Alibi, winded in Queensland, no trial, but that seems to be a pattern with her. She could run a race at odds here.
Well, I reckon she can, Ron. You know, she's ran third and fourth in this race the last 2 years. One was coming off a freshen up, one was coming off a spell. And 1 year I trialled and the other year I never. But she only had 18 days off after Ipswich and she'd done 3 weeks pre-training in Queensland. She's had two jump outs. Appears to be going very well and looks very well.
Tango Rain in the last is similar, nice and fresh, no trial?
No trial. Didn't have long. He went to the water walker. He hasn't been out of work. But since he's been back, I've been training him a little bit different. Longer and slower and not letting him run times because he can really run time if you want on the track. Not letting him run time and he's only fair dinkum gallop Thursday week ago was very good. They just kept kicking him over since, drawn awkward, but he goes forward, you know. I think he lands outside the lead or lands 1-1, you know. With his speed, it doesn't really matter, but just interesting changing his trainer around. To see, he seems well in himself, but just see if he can run. Run up to it, you know.
Okay, exciting day for the stable. Good luck with them.
Okay, thanks, Ron.